T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
622, Talking Politics with Blois Olson this morning on WCCO. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dan.
The governor and the Republicans, everybody was chatting yesterday about Tony Lori. Well, tell us more about that and the repercussions.
Well, you and I talked yesterday about the two top deputy commissioners resigning late last week. Well, it turns out that over the weekend, the governor's chief of staff met with Commissioner Tony Lori, and then the governor met with him on Sunday, and Lori offered his resignation to the governor. Governor says he didn't ask for it. He wasn't going to fire Lori. But Lori, as the governor says, was, quote, self-aware and maybe thought that it was the best for him to resign. We still don't know if those two commissioners that resigned last week will stay on. And I think people will continue to kind of evaluate the situation. But DHS is the largest state agency. It impacts a lot of state programs. It's had some challenges, but most of them date back to the Dayton administration. And I think if this is one thing, it shows how Walz is going to handle some of these issues within these agencies differently. In the interim, Pam Wheelock, who's a veteran of state government, she served under the Ventura administration, will serve as the interim commissioner of DHS.
Boy, she's held a lot of titles, hasn't she?
She really has. She's been at the University of Minnesota. She's been at the Minnesota Wild. Her background is in finance, but she was most recently the chief operating officer over at, why can't I think of the charity? The one that built houses.
Habitat Carter. For Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity. I need another sip of coffee, Dave.
That's all right. It's early. So anyway, that was all going on yesterday.
Yep.
And we've kind of followed that, Blois, and you were a step ahead on that deal. And then let me ask you about something we just touched on yesterday. What are the numbers for Amy Klobuchar's fundraising, and does she have enough to get in that third debate?
She raised almost $4 million, and she's showing that she has more than 100,000, quote, unique donors. She needs to get to 130,000 unique donors to get into that next debate, which is in August. And then finally, it looks like she's polling well enough to make it into that next debate, too. She landed over 2% in New Hampshire ahead of Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Beto O'Rourke. And she's polling nationally at 2% in three of the four national polls. So 2% will get you to the poll. We think, Chad and I talked yesterday, we think that that third debate will have maybe 7 or 8 candidates. It's not going to have the 20 that the first one did have. And the second debate's coming up on CNN, and she's already qualified for that one.
Did you see any similarities between the first Democratic one and the Republican one 4 years ago?
Not necessarily big similarities, other than, you know, there's definitely some kind of different strategies and tactics. And I just saw that, you know, Joe Biden is used to a traditional format, but they went after him. And usually there's more deference kind of to your elders, but that was not the case in the Democratic one. And I think that was the case. Obviously, President Trump didn't show a lot of deference to senators or governors who had been there before.
Well, speaking of the president and the attacks on the four high-profile congresswomen, the squad, as they're called, I guess, what was the response from Minnesota's Representative Ilhan Omar yesterday?
She went right back at the president. She quoted the president. She used the president's words to try to counter some of his attacks against the squad. She was probably the most aggressive of the four in their news conference. She later yesterday was on MSNBC, and she kind of doubled down on this. I think the question is, how long does each side continue this back and forth? Because we're now going into day four, and I wonder how long they have the energy to keep it up. The interesting thing is it's really unified the Democratic caucus, which was not unified just a week ago, where the squad was very upset with Speaker Pelosi.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing I think we'll watch for today is if more Republicans say anything, much less Minnesota Republicans say anything about Trump's comments, because they were largely silent yesterday.
I was watching Major Garrett yesterday, and he said this whole thing is a strategy by the president. You're a guy that's helped people with political strategies. What are your thoughts on that?
There's no doubt this is a strategy of the president. This gets his base riled up. There is this sense that kind of there's folks in the country that question their policies, and he's not debating their policies. It's their policies that have made them very high profile and their style, but he's not debating the policy. He's making it personal, and that's how he was very effective 4 years ago.
Hey, on a completely different note, but today the Transportation and Public Works Committee here in the city of Minneapolis is going to hear about this pilot project on bus-only lanes. Do we know much about that, Blois?
We don't. We know the routes that they're considering making pilot project only. One of them is Uptown. One of them is Lyndale. And the idea is Hennepin Avenue through Uptown from Franklin to Lake. So think about the restaurants and businesses along there. That would become a pilot project for a bus-only route. Now, I don't know that those businesses have been notified, and I don't...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.